Peltier will serve the remainder of his sentence in home confinement. The pardon was seen as the last chance to free Peltier from prison, who is 80 and is in poor health.
It was the right thing to do, and it took way too long for a president to realize that.
That's Rapid City-based lawyer Bruce Ellison, who represented Peltier in the original case 50 years ago. Ellison, who was 25 at the time, says there was conflicting evidence against Peltier.
Clemency was at least an appropriate remedy.
The move drew applause from groups like Amnesty International and condemnation from Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota. Ed Woods is a retired FBI agent who runs the No Parole Peltier Association.
Whether he goes back to the reservation, he's in poor health. Jack and Ron are still dead, so Peltier has to live with the aging process just like the rest of us.
Gene Roach is a longtime Free Leonard Peltier activist who was there during the shootout in 1975. She was 14. The Minikoju Lakota says she's excited for Leonard to come home, but
our work is not done until all of our people are treated with the basic human rights that we all deserve.
NDN Collective, an indigenous rights organization, has purchased a home for Peltier on the Turtle Mountain Reservation, where he's enrolled. Biden's commutation takes effect on February 18th. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.